Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Hockett moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to home to get Weatherly. Hockett moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Heath moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gutteridge fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett who is chasing the ball. Lobbs reaches third base with a triple. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. Lobs scores. Stevens moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Denning for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge bunts in front of the plate. Denning scoops up the ball and tags Gutteridge for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 1 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gale House. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Milner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Milner. Stevens goes all the way around to score. Farrell moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Galehouse moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift bunts towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Galehouse moves to third. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lobs. Throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Weatherly trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Galehouse hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Denning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0 for 2 in the game. Denning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick bunts in front of the plate. Denning fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. McQuinn scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Fleming reaches third base with a triple. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge bunts for an out with unknown description. Gailhouse moves to second. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-3 in the game. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Al Milner. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.